177. The Prodigy. There was a prodigy whose profession was composing and performing music. He proclaimed that his talent lay in his proclivity to use prime number theories to develop his melodies and to call upon his primordial instincts for creativity. Comments from critics of his music ranged from primitive to profane. He said that people in his profession must maintain a professional attitude at all times, must understand their priorities, and proceed in their probity regardless of what others say. Only in this way can professionalism be achieved. He felt that his primary objective in music was to create art that would speak to the primitive self, to pierce through millions of years of human evolutionary development, and relate to the pristine, elementary essence of what it is to be human. Those who listened to his music were primarily young intellectuals, those people you find in designer coffee bars discussing existentialist philosophers. His prodigious works were their favorites, the symphonies and piano concertos. His music was once performed on primetime TV, but the general audience did not appreciate it, and he never had that opportunity again. He felt that it was his privilege to play and perform. All of the proceeds from his performances went to charity. He couldn't stand any prodigal use of his earnings. He felt that the bohemian life was best. Once there was a probe into his finances. He had to be prodded to go to the proceedings because he knew the investigation would bring nothing damaging.